Hello, my name is LaShonda, and you reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling for a testing site near you?
No, I was calling to see. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this ain't a record. You sound good, girl. You sound just like a record.
Thank you.
But no, ma'am, I'm not calling. I'm calling because I am a manager at Little Caesars Pizza. Mm-hmm. In Alabaster, and mm-hmm. I understand that we have to continue with this state mask ordinance, and our district manager, he's new there, and he was saying that we can't refuse anybody without a mask on. They can come in there hawking, spitting, whatever. They can come in that lobby, you know, and they can be served. I said, I'm calling the health department because the health department lady came in that morning. I was at work, and she gave us the blue thing that, you know, we hang up on the wall. And she mm-hmm. told me, and she turned around, and the lady looked at me. She said, are you the manager? I said, yes, ma'am, I am. She said, they cannot be in this lobby without a facial covering. She said, or in this store without a facial covering. She said, this should be everywhere. She said, it's a state ordinance of masks. She said, they cannot be in that. So our district manager, he feels like we should turn anybody down. Little Caesars need the money. So if they got a mask, they're hogging, and they spend, as long as you got on a mask, it doesn't matter. I said, I'm calling the health department.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like employees, we got a lot of employees in there with underlying conditions, and they don't like to serve. They don't like that when they walk up and they don't have on a mask and they're coughing or sneezing and stuff. They don't like to walk up to the counter and take order. They said that they don't have on a mask. I'm not walking up there. So he feels like that, we're losing money if y'all turn people away. They supposed to have a mask anyway. Am I correct, ma'am?
Yes.
So I'm telling you what the state department of health came in when she told me. I said, I'm telling you what, I'm not turning anybody down because I mean Little Caesars need the money. So they whether they got a mask on or not, as long as you got on one, we're not turning down those services. I don't care what they're coming in here doing.
Hmm. Oh,
so okay. I said, I'm calling the health department. So all the managers, a lot of people are scared. I'm not going to do it in management. Just like me, we all been talking, you know, in group chat this morning. Everybody's been saying, I feel like that's wrong because it's a state ordinance. I mean, it's on the rise, you know, in Jefferson County, in Shelby County. You know, we need to keep ourselves safe. We got to mm-hmm. go home to our families and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say anything. I said, I'm going to call because she is the one that put the paper in my hand, the blue form to put on the wall. I'm going to call and tell. I said, because it's not fair and it's not healthy.
Right.
So right. I'm the one out of all the managers that was scared. I say I'm calling the health department because it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling. I'm asking you, who can I talk to? Because they need to visit the Alabaster store. They have it on the door. They're saying Little Caesar put it on the door. Now he wants to take it off because he said I'm losing money. I said they masks are in their car. If we tell them that they need a mask, a lot of people go back to their car, put it on, and come back.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is so hard about that? He said, well, I feel like if they walk in the store and they don't want to put on the mask, then we're going to lose money. Why would you even think like that? I mean, is it that important for you to have money?
Mm-hmm.
You're not even thinking about our health. You're not even in the store. You're not thinking about your employees.
Mm-hmm.
It's just I'm taking it down, and y'all better have people. Y'all better not turn nobody away. That's wrong. And we got employees that say, I'm not going to come to work then. If we can't force the mask orders, somebody needs to tell the health department because I don't think it's right.
Right. And so I have a number that you can call. It's for our complaint line.
I am because I'm sticking up on the man. They was like, well, Candace, you called in. I said, I will. They was like, I just don't want. I said, what can he do, fire me? I said, then he'll have a problem on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, ma'am, I am ready for your number.
Okay, it's 800
232. Yes, ma'am.
4636. And then I hope that I've been able to be of help. And I would like to also leave you with our website.
Okay.
It's adph.org.
Adph.org.
Okay. Or cdc.gov. and you'll see our guidelines on there as well.
Yes, ma'am. I got everything. Yes, ma'am. And I'm sure going to call that number because we got some people that saying it's not fair. These kids said they parents said the people supposed to have on a mask. These kids are in school, but they come to work. But they was like, we have to have a mask at school. I mean, that's not fair for us to have a mask, and then they come in without one. And we can't refuse service. Something got to be done.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate your bravery.
And I appreciate my
your concern for others.
Like they scared. You know, I'm not. No, I have people in my house that have underlying conditions. That means if I bring it home, guess what? I'm infecting them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not finna do it.
When you do your complaint, also leave your email address because they'll follow up with you via email.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. Everything you have told me, I'm gonna do it. And I appreciate that website and that number.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the department.
And I will share it to them, too. In a group message, I will give it to them, too. That way they won't have to be scared to my day. Because, hey, you call the health department. What they going to do is say, walk up and tell him, well, these people listen and call. No, they're not going to do that because they're private.
Mm-hmm.
When they come down, they're going to let you know we need a state ordinance on your door right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Especially if they've already came out and he took it down.
Yeah, he took it down. He took it down. Mm-hmm. He said he took it down because we losing service. We losing money. I said, you losing money because we tell people to put on a mask. They can't even go to CVS and Walgreens without a mask. You walk in Walgreens, CVS without a mask. They're going to turn you around at that door. They're going to say, do you have a mask, ma'am? You can't be in without a mask. I know.
You can't go anywhere without a mask.
And they done did that.
You can't go anywhere without a mask.
Not even a restaurant.
Place. No. Not at all.
That's crazy. It's crazy. But I will. Right. I appreciate you so much, and I will pass this on, and I'm going to call right now and leave my complaint.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Goodbye.